Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They lose one last night, and it was a clunker. But that is okay. Now, unfortunately, the Brewers won. So it makes the quest for the top spot in the National League hard. Not only harder, but I'd say at this point getting a little hard. But they still got a shot. As it is, they're in a great spot for the second seed. So we'll talk some Phils today. Eagles and Rams, obviously, in 3 days. Very intriguing NFC matchup, rematch of a couple of games from last year. Jason Kelce, he'll be with us today at 7:30 for about an hour. Look forward to it all. And certainly you can join us on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Sloths poop once a week.
That's not bad.
And this is one reason. One reason. They go from the canopy where they live, the canopy meaning the tops of the trees.
Okay.
They go from the canopy to the forest floor for two reasons. One, to poop.
Okay.
And the other, if there's some sort of blockage that prevents them from passing in the canopy. Anyway, it's very rare that they go down to the ground. And you know, that's...
I was just struck by blockage when you're talking about going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, double entendre. Yeah. I mean, in some
I thought about
ways.
It, too.
Right, James?
Thought about
I mean,
it, too.
You know?
They seem to be some... There seems to be some degree of blockage in that they are descending to the ground once every 4 to 8 days.
I'll say this on behalf of those who watched the Phillies lose last night. It happens.
Mm.
Sometimes. So does blockage.
It does. So true.
It happens.
It probably happens
it
to
happens.
Everyone, I would think.
All right, so hope you're having a good start to your day. Hopefully no blockage. Eagles. Let's start Eagles. So
Eagles could use blockage on the offense.
They could use a little bit of improvement on the offensive line. It's been a strange start, and it's been one that has been criticized in certain circles, this show, this station, this town. But we've also acknowledged many times they are 2-0. Have a heck of a football team. Might still be the best team in pro football. So let's dive in today, 215-592-9494. Simple question, John, for you, James Ree, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. I'm curious if you think we the collective, maybe me individually, maybe we the collective as a show, as a station, as a town, have we been too hard on them on the early goings of the season? They are 2-0, but sort of like the Phillies in the first 5 months of the season, a lot of critical phone calls and not as many praiseworthy phone calls. John, have we been too hard on them?
Absolutely, Joe. You have been, especially.
I've been hard on them. I have been hard
team.
On them. Yeah.
We are an undefeated team. We are the world champs. We take everyone's best shot. And I think right now we all, as Eagle fans, we have a right to be frustrated by the pace that the offense has sort of come along. But we have the right to be fascinated and encouraged by the rate that the defense has ascended. The defense has done some amazing things in my mind, and this is just scratching the surface of what they can be. So let's bear that in mind. Let's bear in mind that the offense right now, man, we are adjusting to teams keying on the run game the way that they are. It's a back and forth, and I applaud our quarterback for the way that he is somehow able to manage his desire to go and just chew up yardage. He is so conservative, and he chooses not to take risks at times that I would find it very difficult not to just chomp at some of these chances.
Yeah.
That's not the way he's been rolling. More power to him. But this...
Let me tell you something about Jalen, John. He's got a dollar in his pocket. You tell him, you flip that coin, you lose it, you lose the dollar. You lose the flip. You lose the flip, you lose a dollar. You win the flip, you win 100. You don't do the flip.
Yes.
He is conservative, man. But you know what? It has led to a lot of winning.
In so many ways.
Right.
It really does mean that we are going to always err to the side of protecting the football, of protecting the drive.
Well, you know what?
Protecting the win. We will win with this man.
Here's something.
Under center.
Something Baldy said yesterday, which is interesting, and we'll play this audio. He thinks it stems in large part from the team around Jalen and the Eagles often having the lead. Not always having the lead, of course. But essentially, Jalen plays to the team and to the moment as defined by score, talent with him, and talent or lack thereof against him. And then he didn't say these exact words, but that's essentially what the meaning was, that he reads the situation and is comfortable with it. He's obviously comfortable with it. It's what he does. And look, he's very good at that. I mean, I've said before, and I used this term last year, I've used this term over the last couple of years, I think he's a game manager. A lot of people see that as a criticism. I actually mean it in many ways as a compliment. I think he's an excellent game manager. Now, do I wish he would open it up more? I do. Do I think he could be better? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. And we've seen him be better, obviously. I am disappointed out of the gate that he didn't start stronger. I mean, he started very strong in the first half of the first game, but since then hasn't played as well. I was hoping after the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl that he would soar more consistently. Now, look, it's very early. It's only been two games. It's only been four halves. So it's too early to know for sure. I will say this. To answer the question that I posed, and you know, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494 to assess if you think, you know, we, all of us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have been, you know, or most of it is too hard on the Eagles. I will say yes on that out of the gate 2 weeks into the season. Do I think we've been too hard? Yes, because I do think we do. Like, I woke up in a good mood. I'm in a good mood, John. Here, let me tell you why I'm in a good mood. We're about to have October. I got a very good or great baseball team. I'm still not quite ready to say definitively great. But they damn well might be.
Which is hilarious, because I'll say great, and at the start of the season, that was flipped.
It was flipped. And they certainly can win the World Series, all right? So I wake up with that good mood. I wake up in a good mood with my football team. I mean, look, we're going to have Jason Kelce in here in an hour and a half. We're going to talk about the Eagles and the Rams. I feel like Kelce played the Rams a bunch. Felt to me like you always beat the Rams. Like, they had a lot of good Rams, with two Rams wins last year, you know, Eagles against the Rams. I know the Rams got him in the COVID year, but more often than not, the Eagles are beating the Rams. I'm in a good mood with my football team. I'm in a good mood with my baseball team. And I do think we have been hard on the football team this year. Now, let me say this. We should be hard to an extent. The offense has been flat. Been flat. It's not a flat tire I can't drive the car, but it's a flat tire. My car's not going as fast as I expected. And that's true. And I'll say it, but have I and some of us at times lost sight of the fact still have won both games, still going to be a favorite this week and probably next week and probably the next week? Yeah, we do lose sight of that. So I think it's fair to say that we have probably been too hard on them, even though some heart is required and is okay, and I'll stand by it. But a little too hard, yeah. I'll say, yeah. James, what do you think?
Oh, I think way too hard. Look, I said, you know, I've been saying for years that I thought the first month of the season, teams were playing themselves into shape, getting on the same page with each other. Last year, we saw it in the most like dramatic way possible. Week five, the Eagles beat the Browns, and people want Nick Sirianni fired. Like, do we forget where we were less than a year ago? Like, they're 2-0. I didn't expect everything to look all crisp and ready. They didn't play in the preseason. Like, I think we keep forgetting each year that they're going to look ugly to start the season. But they're going to play themselves I have confidence that they're going to look better as the season goes on because
Okay, Ben, boy, did you come right in my wheelhouse. Here's my easy retort on
that. With 2023?
1,000%.
Yeah, of course. But again, watched them win the Super Bowl.
No, I understand that.
They've earned a little bit of grace in the first month of this season.
That's fair. But let me say something I am really tired of out of the gate. Do I think it's fair to say that they're more sluggish because it just started and they didn't do hard in training camp with preseason games? Yes. But I also don't think all these other teams are going, you know, balls to the wall. So I think there should be an evening out where the Eagles offense should be further along than this, I think. And I also think, like, for all the talk of, well, I saw my team do it last year, therefore, you know, they can again or they will again. I mean, they might not.
No, of course. My point is that we saw last year that they deserve a month before we jump all over them and say, this is a huge problem. This is not going to work. This offense is bad.
What about Dallas? I'm just curious.
What about Dallas?
Dallas's defense. Do they deserve benefit of the doubt at just start?
So I think if it weren't for the rain delay, I think the Eagles put up 35 points in that first week game. Like, everything changed after that rain delay.
They moved the
ball on every single drive until the rain delay.
What about Kansas City?
I think Kansas City has an awesome defense. I think it's like a top 5 to 7 defense in the NFL. I don't know about the team. I think you underrate them. They're a playoff team. The AFC's bad. Like, I think the Chiefs are 100% making the playoffs. But again, like, I just think that we go too far too quickly. And with the, with the fact that until the rain delay, I thought Hurts was awesome.
He was.
If we take the rain delay and say this is a weird thing that happened and no one looked good after it, like, one game, Hurts looked awesome. One, he didn't. And we're freaking out? Like, that's crazy to me. I think it's way over the top.
All right. So 215-592-9494 to react to all that. I'll say this. I'm not freaking out, but I'm frustrated because it does remind me of the slog of last year. And while it netted out in the end for a title and his best ball at the end of the year, it may not this year. It might not. And it won't surprise me if it doesn't, frankly. So I don't want to see them miss an opportunity when they still have a hell of a roster. John, to your point, the defense is not getting enough discussion. They have been outstanding. They deserve more talk. They deserve more praise. Howie deserves more praise for changing the guys on the fly. Fangio deserves praise for, you know, being Fangio. But I do wish the offense was better, and I'll stand by that. And I don't equivocate on that.
I retweeted something.
Yep.
2003. Do you remember 2003?
Remember it all.
We were so worried.
At 2-3?
0-2, right?
Well, 0-2 and 2-3, yeah.
This people worried about Jalen. People worried now about Jalen not having a touchdown pass through two games. Let me remind you, back in 2003, Donovan McNabb had 0 touchdown passes until week 5.
That's incredible.
Week 5.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And in that week 5, it was to me the first touchdown pass of the season.
That's something.
Was week 5.
Well, that's an interesting fact. All right, look.
What did we do that season?
Well, you went 12-4. Yeah,
that was a good team.
It was a great team. It's a great football team.
A little bit slow getting one started.
One seed. Slow getting started and slow respect. And slow ending. No, actually two.
Oh, were they the two?
Because the Rams lost and that opened up the NFC Championship game.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. You're right. Yeah.
All right, look. 215-592-9494. Too hard on the Eagles. On point. Kind of reminds me a little bit, not entirely, but a little bit, when Cole Hamels was being dogged early in April of 2009 after having been the World Series MVP in 2008, team had won the World Series. But we were right that he wasn't looking sharp. And
totally deserved it.
Well, in the he moment, didn't deserve he, to didn't. Get, he didn't yeah. deserve to
no,
get booed opening day.
I never said
day.
He deserved to get booed, but he deserved the criticism.
I agree. As it played out, pattern set in, I agree with you, Rhea.
It was a pattern. It was noticeable early.
It was. No, that's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.